And as we begin, just to take a breath and settle in. This is Laurie Seymour, the Baca Journey, February 11th. And as you take the breath to help you settle in, just notice how it moves through your body. Notice what it brings to you. Because in truth, every time, every moment, your breath does bring something to you. How often do we stop and think that it is our breath that keeps us alive? And I'm aware that in the time of meditation, actually in the time of taking a conscious breath, and really doing it with consciousness, knowing that this is the breath of God, the breath of this bigger universe that I'm breathing in. And I'm breathing in something that is even beyond what I may be aware of. With our breath, and as we pay attention to the energy that is brought in on the breath, there's an activation that takes place. There's an activation that takes place. And I'm going to pause for a moment because I see Nicola coming in. And to welcome you, Nicola. And I was just starting to speak about that. I'm just going to mute you, Nicola, if that's okay. And to then you, because you've come from whatever you've come from in your day, just take a few breaths and allow the breaths to bring you present into this space. And by bringing you present, it's bringing you to this immediate moment. Your breath has that power to bring you into the present when it's a conscious breath, when you take it with awareness that your breath, as I was saying, is keeping you alive. It is indeed your breath that's doing that. And that the breath is so much more than that. When we realize, when we allow it to be, and we allow it not by really deciding anything or needing to do anything, but bring our awareness to it. It's bringing our awareness to it that is what makes the difference. The breath brings an energy with it. It brings an energy of activation. So what is activation? Activation is what lights that spark, that extra spark in every cell of your body. We realize that it's the breath of God and that God's doing exactly what is needed in our body. And that there are times in life, there are times in our day when there's something new to be brought into your cells, into our cells. And that is the process of activation. We don't need to do anything about it. We simply need to make ourselves available for it. That's important because if we're always busy, if we're always doing things, if we're always trying to take care of situations, take care of others, decide what we're to be focused on next, if we don't give ourselves some space, then we're not able to really receive that activation. Think of it as your cells, each cell in the body, vibrating at a certain rate, and that your breath, as you breathe it in, has the ability to really to activate something new within that cell, some other aspect of it that's just been lying there, sitting there dormant. So it changes the frequency rate, the rate of vibration within that cell. And with that, that is what changes consciousness. That's what changes our awareness. It's what changes the gifts that come to us in every day. So it takes that, starting with that space of quiet. Outer quiet and then inner quiet. And with the inner quiet comes that activation with the receiving of your own breath, of what's available for you. So what does activation feel like? I mean, it can feel like something different in every single moment. It can feel like a speeding up almost. Even though we're talking about getting quiet, it can feel like a speeding up of something within you that is accelerating. Change is accelerating. Because when we're with change in a way of simply being willing to receive the change, seeing what it is that you need to do with that, how it is you need to express that, and how you need to be of service, how you need to perhaps bring something new to your own awareness. But being quiet is the first step, because being quiet is that willingness to give to yourself, to say, okay, I'm going to take this time in my day, in my fullness of everything that is going on for me, and I'm going to give myself something different. I'm going to give myself some space. So how do you do that? I mean, first of all, you do that by making a decision. It's like exercise. Well, I'm too busy to exercise. I'm really good to say that one. Somehow, I've learned that I'm never too busy to create space to go inside, to get quiet. Because when I do that, what I see is the changes that happens in my outer life. I see the changes that happen. I'm better able to relate to everything that's going on. And because something different has been activated within me, there's something different that I'm able to bring to each situation. So take a breath right now. Take a breath and have that sense that it is this breath that is connecting you with what's next for you. It's connecting you with that bigger picture. Take another. Let your body settle into whatever it is you're resting on, sitting on a chair, on a bed, on a couch. And then as we go into the meditation, see how the energies are being with you today. See how the aspect of receiving what's new is being with you today. That's what will start to show you what's being activated in your own body and in your own life. It happens first in the body, and then as you pay attention to it, and it happens in your life. What is being activated? So allow yourself to go inside, to have your body in a comfortable and upright place. And let yourself receive. And I'll let you know when the meditation is over. This is complete. Open your eyes. And if you'd like to do a little stretching just to get your body back into this moment in time. Stretching has a wonderful way of integrating whatever's happened in the time of meditation. Just allows the energy to move through your body. And it's at this time that if you're listening, not here physically present, but if you're listening at another time, that after you take some time to stretch, make some notes, take some time for yourself to be with what you've received, and just to acknowledge it. So until next time, this is Laurie, and those of us who are here will continue, but have a great day.